The Famous Five, Good Old Timmy and Other Stories by Enid Blyton.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
I celebrated World Book Day 20 with this brilliant gift from my local bookseller, Hodder Children's Books and Enid Blyton. This book has been specially written and published to celebrate 20 years of World Book Day. For further information, visit www.worldbookday.com. Good Old Timmy. Chapter 1.
Aren't you ready to come down to the beach and swim, Anne?
Yelled George, standing at the bottom of the stairs.
We're all waiting for you. Hurry up!
The study door flew open, and Mr. Kirin, George's father, appeared.
Georgina, will you stop shouting all day long? How can I work? For pity's sake, clear out of the house. We're just going, Dad, and we're taking a picnic lunch so we won't be disturbing you for some time. I know you're on a big job. It's bad luck it's holiday time and we're here.
He grunted and disappeared into his study. George's mother appeared with two big bags of sandwiches.
"Oh, dear, was that your father shouting again?" she said.
"Never mind. He doesn't mean to be bad-tempered, but he really is on a big job at the moment, and he's trying to get some figures for the scientist he's working with, a Professor Humes, who's staying in Kirin at the Rollins Hotel. Now, here are your sandwiches, and biscuits and apples, and you can take some bottles of ginger beer out of the larder." Just then, Anne raced down the stairs, and the five, all in their swimming things.